was hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They nearly drove all night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Parkland, Florida students who took buses to the state capitol returned home around 4 o'clock this morning.
We are very much grieving. Our hearts are filled with sorrow, but that is what pushes us towards new hope.
Diego Pfeiffer and the other survivors are demanding stricter gun laws after last week's shooting at their high school that left 17 dead. Others from Parkland, like Kerry Gruber, the father of a student, joined those affected by other school shootings at the White House.
We have to do common sense. Please, Mr. Trump, these are things we have to do.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Dave, at the listening session, President Trump said this.
Concealed carry for teachers and for people of talent.
This morning he tweeted that only the best, about 20% of teachers, would be able to carry a concealed firearm right now. Nicole Hockey, whose daughter died in the Sandy Hook school shooting 5 years ago, says she doesn't like the idea of arming teachers.
Rather than arm them with a firearm, I would rather arm them with the knowledge of how to prevent these acts from happening in the first place.
The president also tweeted that arming gun-adept teachers will allow them to immediately fire back if a savage sicko came to a school with bad intentions. Dave.
Rachel, a week after a deadly bombing near Damascus, Syria, with pro-government forces targeting a rebel-held area, Russia, which backs the Syrian regime, says it will consider supporting a UN-proposed ceasefire if it doesn't include ongoing operations targeting ISIS and al-Qaeda militants. Two more gold medals for the U.S. at the Olympics, the highest profile one in hockey.
38 years to the day since the miracle on ice, the U.S. women's hockey team won the gold medal, defeated four-time defending Olympic gold medalist Canada in a shootout, 3-2.
Fox's Jared Max. David Wise got the other gold in the ski halfpipe. The Americans now have 21 medals at the Winter Games in South Korea, 8 of those gold. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Days after the high school massacre in Florida, another potential shooting may have been averted in California.
Marino Chavez is a security officer at El Camino High School in L.A. County. He overheard a 17-year-old say there would be a shooting on campus.
He was angry with a teacher's issue about his cell phone in class.
Detectives found four weapons at his house and 90 high-capacity magazines. He was arrested for making threats. His older brother was arrested on a variety of weapons charges. Sheriff Jim McDonald says since the Parkland shooting in Florida, they've received 19 reports about threats of school violence.
People know what's going on. People read Facebooks. We can't read all of them. We try and do what we can to be responsible in monitoring social media.
So he's asking for people who see threats of violence on social media to contact law enforcement. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two police officers have been shot. One was killed in Prince George's County, Maryland, while off duty yesterday. The gunman was killed by police. Another was wounded in Alabama, but not badly, by a suspect who died after also being shot by police. A private funeral is set for Reverend Billy Graham.
He just was always a gracious, kind man. I can't say that enough.
Ruth Graham tells the Fox News Rundown podcast her father's legacy is in the many lives he changed preaching the gospel.
Billy Graham will be laid to rest in Charlotte. ballot on March 2nd at the library that bears his name. Family spokesman Mark DeMoss says the remembrance is of Graham's own design.
It was Mr. Graham's explicit intent that his funeral service reflect and reinforce the gospel message he preached for more than 60 years.
Graham will be buried next to his wife, Ruth, who died in 2007. His son, Franklin Graham, will speak at the service, as will his other children. President Trump and Vice President Pence will be invited, as will all other living former presidents. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are flat before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I don't know if you get better than Billy Graham from a standpoint of spreading the gospel. Wow, 417 revivals and talks, 185 nations. He affected millions. One in six say they've read a Billy Graham book, 50 million. I mean, it's an unbelievable impact. Billy Graham, dead at the age of nearly 100. Good morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Great to have you along on this Thursday morning. Let's check your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket. BlossomBasket.com, located Village at the Crossing Champaign, also on Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com.
A winter weather advisory until 9 a.m. with this 40% chance of fog and mist, breezy conditions. Today's high 42 and only down to 40 this evening. 60% chance of rain this evening, bumps up to a 90% chance of showers overnight. That comes into Friday's forecast then. High 51 expected with the clouds, down to around 38 on Friday night. Saturday's high 52, sunshine on Sunday, and a high 48. Tracy Wingler saying probably around noon the water will start to subside in some of these flooded out areas and some of the county roads. Boy, Sydney and Sister Park, the pictures I've been seeing, just heartbreaking for those folks dealing with the water. We're at 35 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Danville, I think they've had flooding.
Yeah, Vermillion County, sure.
And Villa Grove, don't they always have problems? Yep. I have not seen anything from our friends in Villa Grove, kind of a low-lying area there. But no, it's a serious monsoon that hit us. Over 5 inches fell in 3 days, and we're feeling the effects. So hopefully Tracy's right, and the waters start to recede later on today. Billy Graham, dead at the age of 99. I've got clips. I want to play them as we go once an hour. He talked about three things you have to do to change your life, and I'm going to play that for you once an hour this morning. Good ticket to the game tonight in Paint the Hall Chief.
Okay.
We got the Legacy Club. I'll give you the two best seats I have. We'll give those away here coming up. I thought the White House yesterday and Donald Trump and talking about guns, I thought that was amazingly poignant. And just good to talk about everything from getting teachers to be able to defend the students with arms themselves to banning assault weapons to checking on the mentally ill, background checks, things like that. It was just, I thought, a great exercise in venting and talking. I mean, pretty tough to hear. And everybody, you know, that talked just had such emotion, which you would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the president was leading. And, you know, it's a really tough, complex issue when you talk about these school shootings that we've talked about for the last week. But I thought it was the clips I've seen and everything. Anyway, it was just really, 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 I think, at least healthy to start this discussion of what can we do, what are the solutions to preventing this. And as I mentioned yesterday, everybody talking about it, everybody saying never again, if they're all looking around and checking social media and saying, man, this guy, we got to call him in, that's going to really help.
Yeah.
Because the warning flags will come out, and with some of that's going to be, you know, not good for some that have no intentions but seem weird and they're going to get called in on it anyway, those kinds. So that's going to spill over and probably...
Maybe that's enough to scare them straight kind of thing?
Well, I don't know, because they apparently prevented another school shooting. They found this guy in California who had assault 90 cases of whatever he had, talking about another school shooting with somebody else. That was 2 days after Florida.
Uh-huh.
So don't think the copycats aren't out there. They say, look at that. That guy's pictures on TV all the time. I can do that, too.
Right.
There are some mentally ill people that have seen all of that.
Parents who lost children to school shootings at Columbine High School and Sandy Hook Elementary joined students from last week's mass shooting in Parkland, Florida.
And that's why I'm here. I lost the best friend. Practically a brother.
Samuel Zaif questioned the ability to buy AR-15s, calling them weapons of war. Parents debated arming teachers with the president.
Gun-free zone to a maniac because they're all cowards. A gun-free zone is let's go in and let's attack.
President Trump also promised very strong background checks. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I think you can say in a lot of these discussions, all of the above. I mean, if there are teachers that want to have concealed carry, be trained, I mean, you'd want somebody to shoot back, if that's possible, to have more military veterans or police or whatever you want to do. Metal detectors coming into school, you'd hate to see that, but would that do it? And who's going to man that? It's just what level of priority are we with this on these school safety issues? And then what about the AR-15? AK-47, assault rifles. Do we really need those for hunting? Do we get there? Do we go there? Will that do anything? They just bring semi-automatic Glock handguns? So there are a lot of them. Mentally ill, background checks. When should somebody not be able to buy a gun? There are all these things. I mean, it's one of those, okay, let's look at that. Let's talk about that. What does that mean? I'm not sure, as I've stated, I don't know. I don't think there's a law you can write that'll stop this. That's just my opinion, because evil killers get creative in other ways. If you take away the AK-47, they bring five handguns. I mean, I think maybe a combination of things, not only the awareness, not only the see something, say something stuff, but maybe a few armed people in the building. There's just a lot you can try, and maybe a combination will be effective. Nicolee Ambrose has joined us, political analyst from the great state of Maryland. Always a pleasure, Nicolee. How are you?
Stevie J, love you. You are wonderful. Great to be on with you.
Love chatting, always. I thought the president leading with this discussion, which is heartbreaking, poignant, and hopefully in some ways effective. I've said, Nicolee, I don't think there's a law. If there is, I want to read it, that can prevent school shootings. Maybe there's a combination of things. What do you say?
You're so right. No, there's not a law. And, you know, I don't think we need studies to figure this out. But, you know, I have children. They play games on weekends. But guess what? I don't let them buy the games where they can shoot up people. It's not allowed. I don't let them have violent games. And then we get this, like, gaming magazine in the house the day after the shooting where you open it up and the entire spread of the main article is like 50 different ways you can kill people with weapons in the newest game. And guess what? For the kids that like maybe don't have a good relationship with their parents and sit there and play these games every waking hour of the day when they're not in school, guess what? They might have a slightly warped view of reality. And we've seen stuff like that, obviously, in the kind of background of kids who are doing crazy stuff. So, like, this isn't that hard. Mm-hmm. It's not. We've always had guns, but we did not always have people going and committing school shootings.
Yeah, desensitize us maybe a little bit?
To say the least, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think there's going to have to be some sort of accommodation. In Texas, volunteer teachers are getting trained. They can do concealed carry. They can be social studies and have somebody with a weapon. Some people are comfortable with that. Some are not. You can do background checks and tighten it up. But again, the statistics show that there's all different kinds of means to kill people. And not all, I mean, very few. In fact, 49 attacks on schools from 1999 to 2013 show that only four were using the assault rifles. They have semi-automatic handguns and all these others. So, again, the guns are out there. You're going to have to do a combination of things. But what you say, culturally, Nicolee, it's going to take a long time. I mean, the family unit, all these things, morals, foundations, some of the crumbling. And isn't it interesting that Billy Graham yesterday brings back the, perhaps I think, most important thing, that our country should not move away from God?
Well, amen, Billy Graham, absolutely right. But what has changed? It is simply key things in our society which have changed. You know, Peggy Noonan had an awesome op-ed about this weekend, and she was like, what do our kids see today? You know, our kids see people fighting to, you know, abort babies until the last trimester, saying, oh, that's not a life, it doesn't matter. But all of a sudden, and then we see things like, you know, Obamacare saying, oh, well, the government can decide if you live later in life. You know, these are things that really do desensitize you. But I think culturally, the biggest change by far has been, well, raising kids to be completely desensitized to really life and the value of human life. And it comes, sure, in those two examples, but also, I'm sorry, I have a huge problem with the level of violence in so many of these video games. Mm-hmm. And some, once again, some people do this all day long.
Yeah.
And have no other influence in their life other than this. This is what they are spending their entire time doing.
No question about it, Nicole. In fact, they've actually had studies that show that these folks that play these games all the time have an incredible accuracy. I mean, they know how to shoot because of these games. And now with virtual reality, they're probably going to get better. So it's and to drop a body, you do that all the time on the video game, so you're desensitized perhaps. Listen, there's a lot of things going on that aren't right, and there's a lot of things we can try and do. And maybe just looking around and watching each other's back more, a little more security in the school is a start. Nicole Ambrose, where can people find more about you?
Oh, I'm at NicoleAmbrose.com. Nicole with an extra E, Ambrose.com. Online, I'm on Facebook, Nicole USA. And, absolutely. Love seeing the peeps in Illinois.
Hey, thanks for being on always, Nicole.
Thanks, have a great day.
Nicole Ambrose, she's in Maryland this morning, ESPN 93.5. You're always welcome to text in, 359-2255. All right, basketball again tonight. Didn't we just play?
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, we did. We got Purdue coming into town. The Boilermakers are here. They're over at the Eye this morning. They got here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And here we go. We play tonight at 6. The Boilermakers are 9.5-point favorites on our final home game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, they're ranked number 9. They're third in the conference at 13-3 in the Big Ten, 24-5 overall. We are 3-13 in the Big Ten, 13-16 overall, 12th in the conference. And again, 6 o'clock tip. It would be great if we were to beat those Boilermakers.
Well, let's get some electricity. 6 o'clock, not too late.
That's true.
And let's get in there and paint the place chief and
that's
some orange.
Right. There you go.
And have that energy. Listen, Purdue's terrific. They're really, really good. I don't think they're quite as good as Michigan State, but they're close. And they got a ginormous center. Biggest person we'll play this year. He's 7'2" and big, thick,
okay,
and pretty good at basketball.
Okay.
So it'll be hard.
Will Michael Finke be back?
He might play a little. Michael might play. This is game 5 after hitting his head on the floor or hitting his head really hard in practice, concussion protocol. It's been a shame because we miss him. Hopefully he'll get in tonight.
Yeah. Purdue beat Illinois last night in women's basketball, 64-51. Alex Wenninger with a double-double. It was 16 points and 13 rebounds for her. Parkland's women's basketball won their 20th straight. Congratulations. Dave Ellers checked it in to 359-2255. Appreciate that. ISU over Drake yesterday in overtime, 89-81. Also had Big Ten boards, including number 17 Michigan over Penn State, 72-63. Minnesota over Iowa, 86-82. An upset in top 25 basketball was Oklahoma State over number 6 Texas Tech, 71-679. And Texas Tech over Virginia, Vermont over number 15 Clemson, 65-58. All right, the Bulls will host Philadelphia tonight. Blackhawks on ice last night beat Ottawa. That was Joel Quenneville's 1600th win. 3-2 was the final. And in hockey, the women beat Canada 3-2 in a shootout thriller.
Makes a count today.
Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stuck. The United States wins gold.
There you go. Wins the gold. That's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
All right, winter weather advisory until 9, a 40% chance of precipitation. We're seeing some misty conditions now. High 42, only down to 40 this evening. Rain likely in the overnight hours, then clouds on Friday. We've got a high 51 expected, 38 our low on Friday evening. Up to 52 on Saturday with a chance of showers, sunshine by Sunday, and a high 48. Currently 35 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Welcome to text in anytime, 359-2255. Any thoughts? You can text them right into us. Give you a chance to win some of these Legacy Club seats. I'll have that for you coming up this hour. So if you can stay tuned, chance to text in and win two tickets, Illinois-Purdue final home game before we play Big Ten tournament. Play Rutgers Sunday. Got permission to stay until the Wednesday Big Ten in Madison. Back in a minute.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is already making changes to improve its online shopping after a disappointing report for the winter quarter. USA Today says Walmart.com is improving the way it presents home furnishings online to help you shop there. Walmart's stock declined 10% earlier this week when it reported weaker growth in online shopping. Wayfair, the online home furnishing site, says it lost money in its recent quarter and the loss is larger than expected, even though its number of customers increased over a year ago. Pandora Music's business is showing signs of improving. Though Pandora lost money in the recent quarter, the numbers were not as weak as forecast, and the loss was smaller than a year ago. Two fast food chains are reporting weaker business in the winter quarter. Jack in the Box says its profit declined, and Wendy's also made less money in the recent quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. You coming? It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter Motor Coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. Oh, it's going to be fun. All right, 359-2255. Feel free to text in. What you got?
It's a cop-out to blame society. It's individuals who poorly raise children. My kids play Call of Duty and have no plans to shoot up a school.
I think we talked about the home and the family and the fact that, you know, a lot of kids are being raised with not much. There's not much there. And, yeah, no, there's a huge deal there. My kids play, I think, Call of Duty as well, at least some, and have. And certainly, you know, all the whatever mummy games or whatever you shoot the monsters or
okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I have relatives that have played Call of Duty until the wee hours of the night.
And you can do online and all these other things.
That's right. And you can play with other people in other parts of the nation.
One of the keys there is he's there with them and aware and kind of... Listen, it's going to be an individual thing. If you've got a troubled kid doing that, it's different than if your kid does that. You know, there's a lot of troubled kids that are just been abused or whatever happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have anybody to help them anyway. So then they fight and they get in all kinds of trouble. And the police come to their house 39 times. Then he says that he, you know, introduces himself as a guy who wants to be a school shooter. That's a guy that shot the people in Parkland, Florida.
There's a text in about officers that visited the house 30 times, several options available for police to make your life very uncomfortable.
I don't know what they did or did not do. I know that they went there a lot. 39 was the number I heard. So there's that. Okay, another text.
Okay, and this one was about Billy Graham. And it says it's been estimated that Billy Graham's crusade saw somewhere between 3 and 12 million come to salvation.
Well, it's amazing. What an impact. What a life. Billy Graham died yesterday, age of 99. I think the greatest, well, I don't think that's very profound, the greatest in the last 100 years as far as evangelicals, people that reached people to come to God.
There are three things that are important for you to do. First, you must repent of sin. Repentance means that you change your way of living and change your thinking. Be willing for a change to take place in your life. The second thing, by faith, and faith and repentance go together. There's no dichotomy. They go together. You repent and you believe. Believe in Christ. You don't believe in anything else for your salvation except the Lord Jesus Christ. And you receive him in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come in, and he'll come in. Then the third thing is to obey him. Say, Lord, I know I can't live the Christian life, and Billy Graham can't live the Christian life, and I can't. If I didn't have the help of the Holy Spirit every day, I would be a total failure every day as far as living the Christian life. I'm a failure a great deal of the time as it is. But it's the Holy Spirit that comes and lives through you and in you and gives you a power to resist temptation that you never had before, and gives you a new joy and a new peace that you never knew existed. That can all be yours tonight if you're willing to say, Lord, I do repent, I do receive you, I open my heart to you.
He filled stadiums. I mean, it was just remarkable, his revivals. And people would come to the Lord because of Billy Graham for 99 years. Mm-hmm. Man, what a life. Mm-hmm. What a life. 727. Stand by to text and win in a moment. Stay in control of your finances with Money Management at Busey, a new digital tool to help you effectively and efficiently manage your money. It's innovative banking simplified. Busey excited to offer this new budgeting tool through eBank and the Busey mobile app. Money Management allows customers to create financial goals. View your spending trends. That's interesting if you don't know how much you're spending on something.
Mm-hmm.
Track and manage debt and more. Access Money Management in Busey Bank on eBank at Busey.com. I've got that. I've got Busey Mobile as well. All financial accounts are in one system. Transactions automatically categorized. Manage debt with an instant view of your financial picture. When you prioritize spending and manage money, you can achieve short and long-term goals. Feels good to achieve goals. Reduce the need to play with plastic, identify spending issues, and most importantly, get peace of mind. Visit Busey.com or download the Busey mobile app to stay in control of your finances with Money Management at Busey. Member FDIC. Want to go to the game tonight? All right. If you're going to go and, I don't know, if you want to wear a Chief shirt, it is Paint the Hall Chief.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard much on the latest on security and protests and stuff. There'll be a few.
Right.
Won't be a lot. There'll be some. And wear orange, of course. 359-2255. Text in Illini. Text in Illini. 359-2255. The 25th text wins my best seats.
25.
You win two Legacy Club Access tickets. Last for the year. I had a whole stack of these when we started. They're all gone.
Uh-huh.
So go root them on and see if we can upset those Purdue Boilermakers. As I mentioned, we go to Rutgers on Sunday afternoon in New Jersey. And then they had to get special permission to stay till Wednesday from the NCAA for the Big Ten tournament.
Madison Square Gardens in New York City.
Madison Square Garden, where we'll play either Iowa, Rutgers again, or Minnesota. That's how it's lining up.
Okay.
We have two teams at 3 and 14. We're 3 and 13. Minnesota just won their fourth game. They beat Iowa last night.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. We're going to play Minnesota, Rutgers again, or Iowa. And then if you win that, you go and play Penn State or Michigan. That's how it looks like it's shaping up. All right, we'll get our winner next, ESPN 93.5. I'm also looking forward to this. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I didn't even know. Then I turned to Mark, and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John are like, why do they keep killing them? What are they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, IlliniLandFCA.org.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Following up on yesterday's White House meeting on school shootings, President Trump's been tweeting this morning, clarifying that he thinks highly trained teachers should maybe carry concealed weapons in school.
If these cowards knew that the school was, you know, well guarded from the standpoint of having pretty much professionals with great training, I think they wouldn't go into the school to start off with. I think it could very well solve your problem.
He says he also wants stronger background checks with emphasis on mental health, with the gun buying age raised to 21. There's flooding in several central states. People had to be rescued by boat in northern Indiana today.
A stalled front will bring a range of weather, including the threat for flooding rain, freezing rain, and ice from north Texas up to the Great Lakes and interior northeast. Heavy rain with flood watches and warnings from the southern Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Fox News. We report, you decide.
We have a winner. It is Nick Onper. You there? Yo, Nick.
In the neighborhood dropping his daughter off.
All right.
So maybe he's...
Nick, you there?
To that.
Okay, that's right.
Well, in any case, he's excited about going to the game. And having legacy seats.
Legacy seats at the ball game for Nick Onper of Muhammad. Congratulations. 25th text, was there interest?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. We're at 125.
Whoa. Okay, so. Well, I mentioned about the Paint the Hall Chief, which is... Well, according to the Stephen Kaufman bunch, it's illegal. So it's not free speech. It's discriminatory and whatever other legal words they were using to where you can't do it. It vetoes your free speech because they say it's illegal. I can't remember the terminology. Anyway, and I said yesterday that this is going to want people to yell chief louder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reaction I got after yesterday's show. People going, that's just, I want to go.
That's right.
That's what happens is when you try and step on the free speech of people, they get a little agitated. So I know the U of I police and others will be all over this to ensure our safety tonight. It is 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, 6 o'clock. It's so much better for my bedtime.
Yes.
Because after 8:20, it's over, decompress, all of those things. So we'll take on Purdue. Nick's going to go in our really nice seat. So way to go. Happy for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see Sam today over at the iHotel. iHotel Conference Center. Houlihan's like stopping by and grabbing a little coffee.
Yes.
To Starbucks there. But if you go to Houlihan's, breakfast they're serving. You want to go eat.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You like their breakfast.
It's wonderful.
I like the wedge steak salad or chef salad. And you like the little spiralized zucchini.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they got the screens and... you can enjoy that. You can have a nice business lunch. It's just a very nice feel at the I Hotel.
A lot of folks like to park there and then go over to the game.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh.
But
I mean, if you eat there.
I don't know if you can do that either.
Okay.
Thanks for the tip. That's all Sam wants is people to go park at the
I
Hotel.
See.
I don't know how that works, except you just know you're supposed to.
I would think if you show a receipt.
I don't know. I think
okay.
We probably ought to ask that. But it's a great place. I love going over there. It's I Hotel Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant, right there at St. Mary's and First Street in Champaign. Yeah, Diane said I could park here tonight.
I'm just not with it. I had a little fire last night.
What?
So,
you had a what?
I know.
A little, there's no little fire.
That's what I was thinking.
What in the world?
I was going to go to a Unity Music Booster meeting, and there was a fire. I tried to increase the stove temperature, and instead I hit auto clean. And
it's an oven.
Yes.
You did oven auto clean.
And it locks your oven when you do that. And it puts the temperature up way high.
Did you put paper towels in there?
No, I have my chicken nuggets in there.
So you accidentally, but couldn't you cancel?
And then I could not figure out. I had to Google. Our friend Seth was there. He pulled the oven out from the wall and unplugged it.
Yeah, boy, Seth.
Oh, my. But there were flames inside.
Well, because you had a super hot oven that was self-cleaning.
Yes.
And I had the nuggets in there. And we push clean versus cook. Hey, that can happen.
And so I have a smoky smell everywhere. We had the fire alarms. Beep, 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 beep. While we were trying to figure out, let's Google how do you get the self auto clean off.
Oh, boy. Well, wait a minute. There's no cancel auto clean?
I know. We couldn't find it anywhere. We just had to pull it out and unplug it. And it's, hot stove with flames, and there's smoke pouring out of the burners.
Good for the quick thinking Seth in your kitchen. So, you have an excuse to not be on your top game this morning.
That's right.
Of flames? That's not good.
And I feel like things smell smoky now.
Well,
I need
they
to figure out
okay.
how
There's
to way, get rid of that.
Open a few windows and see.
I did that.
Okay. Might be a little damaged. Might need some.
Oh, jeez.
You can call some of our restoration sponsors, too. Yeah, it must be a cancel on self-clean. But sometimes if there's urgency, it's real hard to find. There's a lot of buttons. There are a lot of buttons on those things, man. Okay, it's Thursday morning. Glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. This is February 22nd. Again, the Illini and Purdue tonight's our last home game. I think there's one more women's game. It's been kind of a rocky season for us for both. So we'll see if we can finish strong. All right, 7:37, ladies and gentlemen.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, our friend, Fox News ace reporter, the only lawyer in the press room, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the way, John Decker.
Hey, Stevie, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Always good to be with you. Hope you're having a good week.
Yes, sir. We're talking guns, and I thought the listening session, it was heartbreaking, poignant, compelling. I thought healthy. I thought it was great. Let's talk about it. And the president doing that, I think, showed great leadership. That's my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. And how about how the White House said, you know what, and we ought to have this open for the media so the nation can see this listening session and not make it a closed session. So I applaud the White House for doing that. We did not see that during the Obama administration, in which there were numerous, unfortunately, school shootings happening across the country. Look, that's not to fault President Obama himself. It's just to say you got to move the conversation forward, and that's exactly what this White House is doing.
Now, there's going to have to be, I would think, a combination of solutions for things like this because, again, I've been saying it for a week. If there's a law that's going to prevent this, I'd like to read it.
Well, the president putting out a tweet today, I don't know if you happen to see it, but talking about things that he's advocating in terms of ways to deal with this problem, making the case for arming teachers in our nation's schools. He wrote that highly trained gun-adept teachers or coaches would solve the problem instantly. He said it's a great deterrent, also calling for comprehensive background checks, raising the age for gun purchases to 21, ending the sale of bump stocks. So those are all things the president are calling for, and you know, I think they're all good ideas.
I looked up some stuff on these shootings, and
yes,
if a 14-year-old spray paints the neighbor's car, mom and dad are responsible. But if a 14-year-old grabs the gun, I mean, they're not buying them legally, and there is an inordinate amount of 14 and 15-year-olds that are doing the shootings.
Well, that's the reason why this idea has taken hold, Stevie, for raising the minimum age for gun purchases.
Well, I don't think they're buying them. 21. They're getting them from their parents. So the parents have got to be responsible, because you can't have guns accessible. Treat them like nitroglycerin, like they are, and the kids can't just go to the safe and get a gun.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, you know. But, you know, look, at the same time the president's advocating this, and you're talking about this, Stevie, it's obviously the law of the land that, you know, when you're 18, you can serve our country in the armed forces at the age of 18. Obviously, you can fire a weapon, and you are obligated to learn how to fire that weapon at the age of 18. So, you know, there's something that needs to be worked out, but makes the nation aware of the fact that this particular carve out must exist, you know, so that those fine young people who serve our country in uniform can continue to do so.
And I think an attention on some mental illness, I think that's appropriate. And again, I mean, people that are unstable, it doesn't make sense that they can legally buy, you know. But again, you get into some of this stuff, and you don't want to, you know, falsely accuse people of things, because then the stigma is attached. It's just a tough issue. The whole thing is difficult, and that's why I think coming at it from adult, in Texas, they do have math teachers that are, you know, concealed carry, and I don't think we ought to know who they are. It's like a marshal on a plane. If they want to volunteer and be part of that, then you're going to want somebody in there if God forbid something happens in your school.
And also, let's not forget, there's a significant percentage of teachers in our country who, you know, this is a second career. They've served in the armed forces. They know how to fire a weapon.
Right.
And, you know, for those kinds of people, the president made reference to them. They're adept and trained at using a gun. They're the kind of people that you want in our schools protecting our students. So that's something that it's not a federal issue, but it's certainly something that local school districts ought to keep in mind as they figure out how to deal with this issue.
Well, before we know it, John Decker, we're going to be full knee deep into midterms, man. That's going to it's going to be interesting. I mean,
You said months
before Donald Trump was going to win the election, because you were out and around and felt the pulse of the country.
Right.
You have any feeling as to this one coming up?
Well, you know, I do see a lot of the Beltway pundits saying that it's going to be a bad year for Republicans, and midterm elections generally are years in which the party in power loses seats, and even Mitch McConnell has spoken about that idea. That being said, more Democrats in the Senate have seats to defend, and I believe that this is a year in which they're not so much paying attention to Donald Trump, but paying attention to the local congressmen and senators. So I'm not one of those individuals who say it's going to be a horrible year for Republicans. I think that Republicans certainly maintain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. And in the Senate, it's going to be a battle. You know, a lot can happen between now and November, but I haven't by any means or any stretch of the imagination written off Republicans for holding on to the U.S. Senate.
You know what, John Decker? That's why you're on with me. That's why you have your own theme song. I'm not buying into anything.
Right.
Hillary was going to win, 99%.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
that's right.
This isn't a conventional time for a convention.
That's right.
This is unique, man. This is. I'm not buying into all what they're saying is going to happen, because that's wishful thinking for a lot of these folks.
I'm not either, you know, and, you know, the same people that are predicting, you know, the downfall for Republicans holding on to the House and the Senate are the same people that said Hillary Clinton's going to walk away with the presidential election.
Right.
So I wouldn't really pay much attention to those folks, whether they're pollsters or whether they're journalists who like to prognosticate. You know, I try to just sort of keep my eye on the ball, and I'm telling you, the way it looks right now, is I see Republicans perhaps losing some seats in the House. After all, there have been a lot of retirements of Republican House members, but I think they'll hold on to the House for sure. The Senate, I can't go out on a limb just yet, but I'm not one of those who think it's done, it's gone. Chuck Schumer is going to be the next majority leader. I don't think it's that kind of election environment right now.
I'm with you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Keep up your fine work at the White House, John.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on.
Always
I'll talk to you, next week.
You
have a great weekend.
You betcha. John Decker, live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. ESPN 93.5.
We got a text in to 359-2255 from Butch at ServPro.
Yeah.
And he was had some recommendations about this small fire, kitchen fire that I had yesterday out of my oven.
Okay.
And so I was talking about the stink.
The stink. And Butch, you're all about that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Butch isn't about the stink, but he knows about the stink.
Yes.
Butch is a good man. ServPro. Okay, so what does she do about a little smoke in the kitchen smell?
Well, I tell you, the first thing you do is you're dealing with a protein fire, okay, because you're dealing with a food fire. So when that smoke starts to work its way around the kitchen area and into other areas, protein smoke will grab a hold of the walls, the ceilings, anything that's, you know, porous, non-porous, it's grabbing a hold of it. So the key is to get that smell out of there is to get that stuff cleaned. It's the protein fires are sometimes some of the worst ones just because that stuff is in the air. It's working its way wherever, you know. They talk about water can get anywhere it wants to. Well, smoke is kind of the same way. It can get wherever it wants to get. So the key is to get the cause of the fire, the chicken, as far away from the house as possible. You throw it out in the garage.
What happened to the chicken,
Dan? Well, and I still have it on the cookie sheet, these little charcoal pieces.
Darn. So that's
so
not
I gotta
helping.
Get that out, yeah. At least outside.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
thank you for that.
Get that gone. And then is it kind of a wash or a repaint?
No, it's not a repaint. Most of the time it can be with some of the different products that we have available to us. You can, you know, dilute that stuff down, a wipe down of the walls and the affected areas and one thing. That, and it's just all according to how severe it was,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's
how bad.
Yeah, well, it's like ServPro. It's like, it never happened. Oh, bang, boom.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you say.
You know, that could catch on.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It never happened. Butch, thanks for the tips, buddy. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you. 746. So Diane had a little cleaning the oven, forgot the nuggets are in there.
Yes, I wanted to jack up the temperature because I wanted to get to the Unity Music
Booth
meeting, and I hit auto clean instead of increase the temperature. They're right next. The buttons are right next to each other, and our auto clean button had some barbecue sauce on it, so I couldn't even
see it. Yeah. Hey, everybody's had that. When I was 11, I was doing batik in India, and I put wax on the stove and walked away after I turned on the burner.
Mm.
That was a repaint.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was all black.
Yeah.
Forgot.
But, I mean, did everything else go, or it was just that
black
little area?
It was the whole ceiling.
Mm. Okay.
Anyway, you know, things do
Gene
occur.
Gene Ducey making some French fries got out of hand, I remember, back in the day,
too. How do you? Just too hot or something?
Yeah, and the grease went
grease is
everywhere.
Bad. Remember, you never put water on grease. That's like an explosion.
Right.
You put a towel.
A towel over it. We did learn that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, again, you got that puppy unplugged. But it sounds like there's solutions and things you can get for that. Okay, 747, lifting off now with sports, ESPN 93.5.
Illinois and Purdue. Purdue's number 9 in the nation, 13-3, third in the conference, 24-5 overall. We are 3-13, and 13-16 overall, and 12th in the conference. Tip-off at 6 tonight. I know I had a few different chief things to wear today. I selected this one. This is my most modern one. This is the one I bought when they were saying
is
the last time for the logo to be sold in our area.
There's quite a bit out there.
Oh, I know
and
that.
So it's your free speech
I have
right.
Stuff from the 70s.
Yeah. You can still find them at Goodwill.
Sales,
it's out there. So, again, it is your free speech right, Diane, and I totally support you.
Thank you.
So,
all right. Number 17, Michigan over Penn State yesterday, 72-63. Minnesota over Iowa, 86-82. We are kind of watching some of these Big Ten scores because we want to see how things shape up when we get to Madison Square Gardens midweek next week.
Well, we're going to play Rutgers, Iowa, or Minnesota. And then if you win the first game, you're going to play Penn State or Michigan. That's how it looks today. And again, just win the first one and then try and win the second one. So
right.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
So.
Oklahoma State over number 6, Texas Tech 79-71, Virginia Tech over number 15, Clemson 65-58. Those were upsets in top 25 basketball. ISU beat Drake in overtime, and we had Loyola Chicago beat SIU. Also, Parkland's men and women's team both winning yesterday. That's their 20th of the season. Wisconsin and Northwestern will go at it tonight. Purdue over the Illinois women's basketball team yesterday, 64-51. Alex Weniger with another double-double, 16 points and 13 rebounds. The Bulls will host Philadelphia tonight. Blackhawks over Ottawa, 3-2 yesterday. Joel Quenneville's 1,600th win. Women's hockey win in exciting fashion, 3-2 in a shootout thriller to take the gold.
Awesome. Take one more out of your to-do list and go local with CMI online at cmiclean.com. They got that e-sprayer that kills viruses. They got the backpack vacuum cleaner as well. But they have all the cleaning supplies. You're going to shop somewhere. Why don't you keep it local with Betsy and Brad Parks? They own CMI on Bloomington Road in Champaign. And let them share with you all that they can provide, including delivery. CMIClean.com online, CMIClean.com or 359-6262. Trust their experience, and they are a good bunch of folks over there. CMIClean.com, shop local. All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather forecast. It's overcast and got a little out there, huh?
That's right. And 40% chance of precip this morning. A winter weather advisory until 9 a.m. DeWitt County, they're saying, could get more ice and freezing rain than all of us over here on the east side. We've got a high 42 expected today and 40 our low tonight. A 90% chance of rain overnight. On Friday, we've got a high 51 expected, some clouds down to 38. Then a 70% chance of showers coming into Saturday's forecast, high 52. Sunshine by Sunday and a high 48. Currently 36, ESPN 93.5.
So I was over there at Honda BMW yesterday. Christian Civic needs a little service, a little oil change, no biggie. Drove in, told everybody congratulations on your Honda President's Award for 2017, indicating your top 10% in the nation for Honda dealers. That's pretty good stuff. And then the car was done, didn't take very long, and there is a thank you note on the dashboard.
Oh, nice.
I rolled down my window. I said, Jeff, this is top 10 stuff, bud. Very impressive.
Okay.
Well, thank you note on the dashboard. Thank you.
Nice.
Anyway,
it sure feels good to be appreciated every once in a while.
It's a Honda BMW Champaign. I did inspect the BMW showroom yesterday, and in fact, it's true. As of yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you could drop spaghetti on there, crisscross applesauce, eat it right off the floor.
Uh-huh.
It's amazingly clean. Honda BMW Champaign, say hello to my friend Ben Quattrone over there off of Neil at Burwash Drive Champaign. .com 752. Is it Tina?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. That's Tina over at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I'll bet the sump pump failure is the big call of the week, huh, Tina?
Absolutely. Mm. The phones were ringing off the hook yesterday.
Yeah, because I went down a few times to check.
Mm-hmm, we did too.
In my ears, I heard Troy saying, you know, you ought to just probably replace it every year or two. just in case, because, man, it just so much water,
yeah.
Tina. You just
there
can't.
Is.
And you guys would come out at 2 in the morning, and it's the same darn rate.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really neat.
We charge the same price no matter what time.
And you are getting calls all the time, aren't you?
We really are. And I can't blame them.
Yeah. So when you see 5 inches of rain at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, you anticipate the barrage, do you not?
We do, and we try to stock up. You know, we look at that weather forecast and try to stock up, in this case, in sump pumps, make sure we have those in stock so that we can get out there and get the customer taken care of right on site and not have to visit, you know, any vendors or anything. We don't have to leave the site and come back.
It's kind of planning. It's called planning, Tina.
Wow. It is. Oh, it's amazing.
You guys are pretty good at this, man. It's awesome. Okay, how do people, I hate to get you more calls, but how do people reach you, Tina?
They can call us at any time at 217-355-4255. 5512.
Can you get out there same day these days, or are you just too much?
Right now, we are trying to get everybody taken care of the same day.
Wow, that's impressive.
It depends on, you know, call volume, sure. But we do our best. We have plumbers on call and HVAC technicians on call all the time.
O'Hare International Airport, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep up your good work, 800 Air Repair. Thanks, Tina. Tell Troy, say hey.
I will do so. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, 754.
LandsInc.com.
Yeah, it's just you, when things happen like that, you got to have a... somebody to call,
mm-hmm.
And I went down a couple of times because I knew that, you know, I could hear the water coming in.
Yeah.
As long as it stays in a little sump hole. Then
mm-hmm.
I first bought a home. I didn't know anything about a sump pump. Didn't know there was a sump pump until we moved out. I said, what's that thing? What's that do? I didn't even know about it. Nobody told me
about
a sump pump.
Well, I'm glad it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, 754, text in, 359-2255. We're always happy to take a peek. Anything you want to talk about? We've talked a lot about guns in the past.
Well, and some people are saying, are we really wanting to consider arming teachers? Cops only hit their targets 30% of the time. What if these stray bullets, you know, go into a classroom?
Would you rather not have anybody with somebody calmly reloading, shooting at will? Or would you like a chance, much like the Republicans playing baseball, would have all died without the Capitol Police there? At least it's a chance, and I think that number is right, 30% hit rate. Isn't it interesting, though, that they did video game surveys, and the hit rate for the video game players was 75%? Because they're training all the time on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, it, you know, you want the right people. I would totally say, you know, we all know people that we, you know, have known a while, we trust them, you know, they're trained. And, you know, I tell police officers all the time, military people, I said, if things go south, I want you on my team. It's those kind of people that you'd feel comfortable with. They're not talking about nilly-willy here, you grab a gun over here, and you go, have you ever used this? Well, yeah, you just click this thing. No, we're talking about full training here. It's not, you know, just haphazardly arm. These are people that are going to want to do it, that are going to be trained at it, that practice. And I would say, yes, some I would totally be for that. Whether they be retired military or retired police or the English teacher that is former military that knows all about weapons, you're going to want them in there if something bad happens, I'm telling you. At least you got a chance. That's my opinion, though. I mean, it's not necessarily right, but it's how I feel.
We had a text in from a person who has a home in Florida that had the chief displayed, and a full-blooded Ottawa Indian stopped by our house to ask us what tribe we belong to. We explained the history of the chief and how he's a proud symbol, not really a mascot, but proud and honored symbol of the University of Illinois. But we are no longer allowed to display and used that symbol, and were shocked that people could somehow find it abusive and offensive. He thought it was something to be proud of, and he held it in great honor.
You can find plenty of people that believe it's a symbol and plenty of people that thinks it's derogatory and racist.
So we took the time to talk to him,
yeah.
And we ended up giving him the sign. He proudly took it home and displays it in Canada.
And this is,
for
again,
his family and
he's
neighbors
referencing who? Who's the man again? That
he was an Ottawa Indian,
okay.
That was down in Florida,
right.
Where Susan and her family had the chief on display.
You can find a lot of American Indians that were, you know, totally... enjoyed Chief Illini Wick. I mean,
they endorsed it.
But you have people that, you know...
That's how we learned the dance and everything, the Eagle Scouts that have been chiefs.
Well, then they'll tell you there's no more Illini, and come on, it's a... You know, they justify it down in Florida by the Seminoles still having presence in Florida, so Florida State can use the Seminoles and...
And offer scholarship money to those ancestors.
Right. Okay, thank you for your text in. We appreciate those. 359-2255. We're going to take the Fox News next and be right back on our 8 o'clock hour. Glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. We check news next. It's February 22nd, Thursday.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Proverbs says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. Boyd Bailey writes that gossip is the go-to behavior for those who want to get back at someone. Maybe they were hurt, and this is their passive way to inflict pain. Talking about people is a detriment to a healthy culture at home and work. It causes friction and contributes to mistrust and disloyalty. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Great minds discuss ideas, Average minds discuss events and small minds discuss people. And Theodore Roosevelt said that the most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. Getting along with people requires us to talk to them rather than about them. Many problems can be solved by talking to the person, asking questions, and listening. Hang in there, rise above petty chit-chat, and make everyone around you a better person. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, visit HabibHabib.com.
I'm John Rector. I've lived my entire life in Champaign County, and I've served in leadership roles in many business and volunteer groups. My parents were role models for me on how to give back to our community. I'm proud to say that my three sons, like my wife and I, have also served. I'm running for Champaign County Clerk to lead one more organization. Like the last two clerks, I haven't worked in the office. And like the last two clerks, I have a vision for the office that serves the people. I want to enhance the integrity of our elections as Democrats in Springfield reduce accountability. I want to protect the privacy of your personal information from political campaign. More than anything, I want to engage new voters in elections. We've produced a number of videos to do just that. Find them at johnrector.com. Across the country, it seems like people are becoming disenchanted.